So Parshios Matos Maaseh, for all their psukim, all together only have 8 mitzvos, as counted by the Rambam in the Sefer HaChinuch. And one of the more prominent mitzvos that we're familiar with in these Parshios and Parshios Maaseh is the mitzvah of making Ari Miklat, cities of refuge, for those who murder b'shogeg, who kill someone, not necessarily premeditated and evil, but also not completely blameless. Maybe in English it's called involuntary manslaughter. Is that what you're going to say? Negligent homicide? Okay, different ideas. We'll have to ask a lawyer. Hopefully not, but the idea is a person who kills b'shogeg has to go to one of these cities of refuge. And there's a big discussion in the Achronim, what is the real purpose of this place where he has to stay until the Kohen Gadol dies? Is a punishment for this person who was negligent, he has to go away to a jail of sorts? Or is it really for his protection so he's not murdered as a revenge killing by the family of the victim? Well, the Sefer HaChinuch actually mentions both. Mitzvah Taf Yud 410, he talks about both elements of the idea. Number one, murder is so bad, the Pesukim describe in this week's parsha how terrible it is with any loss of life. So we have to make sure that the person who even accidentally took a life, he has to go away. Very fitting. Just like he took away this victim from his family and his community, now you have to go away from your family and your community. It's a punishment. Then he also adds, as the Pesukim also say, it's an element of protection. He has to make sure he's not murdered by the family who is angry at him, so he goes there instead. Fine. Then the Sefer HaChinuch throws in a third idea. And this third idea I had never heard before. Beautiful psychological insight, another sensitivity of why it's so important that the murderer, the Rotzeach, has to go away to an Ir Miklat. He says, think about the family. Think about the pain that they would feel every time they saw this guy walking around town. So it was b'shogeg. He's not chayav misa, so he's not going to be executed. He's going to go back to his hometown and walk around, continue chopping with his axe, continue lowering heavy bricks. If he doesn't go away, think of the psychological pain and torture that will be caused to this family every time they have to see him walking around the neighborhood. Very interesting idea. The person's just walking around, just existing. But if that's insensitive, it brings up painful memories, painful feelings to the family of the victim, we have to send this person somewhere else. He doesn't quote these examples, but I was thinking, we do have precedent for this idea in Halacha. Mishnah Mesechah Sanhedrin, Adaf Nun Dalet 54, talks about when a person does something reprehensible with an animal, so the person is put to death, and the animal is also killed. Mishnah says, I get why he was put to death, he was very inappropriate, but what did the animal do wrong? And one shot in the Mishnah is, yeah, but the animal's walking around town, it's all going to be an everlasting reminder, oh, that was the downfall of Ploni, who did something horrible. Let's not have anything around that's a reminder of something horrible. Another example, above Metziah, Daf Ayin Hey 75, the Gemara says, if someone owes you money, you should not walk up and down his street if you know he can't pay you. You're not saying anything, you just want to walk down his street. But the sight of you, just having him see you, could bring him agmas nefesh, could bring him anguish, just the fact that he can't pay you. There's this concept, just existing, just walking around when you know it'll bring someone pain, is not supposed to be done. This beautiful third element of Ari Miklat, something that recent studies have found when it comes to PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, it could be anything, a sight, a smell, a place, a person, an image, anything can trigger back a person to terrible feelings of pain. Torah is so sensitive, what the Sefer HaChinuch calls Derechei Darchei Noam. Torah is extra, extra sensitive to the pain of the family, not even to have the murderer existing in the neighborhood, saying nothing, doing nothing, not even going to say sorry, because think of the feelings it would evoke in the family. Now, murder and trauma are obviously very extreme examples, but each of us on our own level can think about it. Think about, maybe a little far-fetched from the actual example, but think about times where someone drops something in the back of the room and everyone turns around. We're not all really trying to help. We're just really curious. What happened? What did he break? What did he drop? Makes the person feel really embarrassed. When an ambulance pulls up to your neighbor's house, and everyone's really concerned, so we all go outside and stand outside on Shabbos afternoon to see what's wrong. It's important to think about. Are we being sensitive? Is our presence, is our existence on the block? Are we standing, lingering around, actually causing agmas nefesh, causing pain to someone else? These are the Sefer HaChinuch's three ideas, three lessons to take about sensitivity. Number one, human life is so sacred, we have to always make sure we're remembering how sacred human life is. Number two, we have to make sure that we're a little forgiving when it comes to an egregious mistake, still to have protection for the person who killed b'shogeg. And number three, be sensitive that we're not doing anything, even inadvertently, to cause anyone a painful reminder of past. So, very important lessons about being very sensitive.